You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it because this is the day that the Lord has made. Listen, it's about time for your miracle radio broadcast with Apostle Curtis Watkins coming live from the station WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Oh, we want to thank God for another day, another time, another opportunity to come into your cars, into your homes. However, we're coming to where by faith, Cypress audience, we're glad that you're tuning in. Thank God for you. It's about time for your miracle, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, no matter what the enemy is trying to say or trying to say to you. Guess what? It's time for your miracle. We want you to tag and share. Just by the way of Cypress audience, we want you to call somebody by the phone. We want you to let them know that the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple is now on the air. It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through with, it's about time for your miracle. Come on, let's go to the throne this morning for a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you now because of who you are. We thank you because of what you're getting ready to do and what you're going to do and what you have already done. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you glory. We give you honor today, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind with the activity of our limbs. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you woke us up, God, and you started on us on our daily occupation today, Lord. Some had at work, God. Some had the day off. Some are taking care of business today, God. We thank you for going with us and before us, Father. We thank you now, God, that there's nothing missing, nothing lacking, or nothing broken, God, that concerns us, that does not concern you. We thank you today for keeping us covered in your blood. Look on the sick and the shut in, Father, those that cannot get out. Look on those, Lord, that are going fever in their body right now. Touch it from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, Father. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Listen, we want to thank God once again for you tuning into the radio broadcast this morning. We want to thank God for you because you know why? Because you are the one that's on the other side of that dial. You are the one that's on the other side of Cypress audience. And we want to thank God for you because you're in this time just right now for your miracle. Oh, praise God. We want to give out our condolences to the bereaved families. We thank God for them. Amen. Those of Minister Tim Dembaugh, we're praying for you continually. Amen. We're praying for the Green family and the passing of Mother Green, the late Apostle Ronald Green's mother. Hallelujah. We want to, and Pastor Tanya, we want to pray for them and keep them covered in the blood as they go through this time again. Praise our God. And we want to continue to pray for the Riley family, Lady Watkins, my wife, and her family, her brother. We want to continue to pray for them. We want to continue to pray for those that are really going through, Sister Dorothy, amen, Sister Melissa. We want to continue to pray for these family that is going through, the Mitchell family. We want to continue to pray for those, our prophetess Doris, amen, and evangelist Catherine. We want to continue to pray for those that are going through the bereavement time right now. And those that are going through that I don't know about, let's continue to pray for them. Listen, I want you to know this. You got to get ready. Get ready. We have been in a powerful pack revival. Oh, my God. It started really off on Sunday. But, oh, my God, I tell you, God has met us there every night. You don't want to miss tonight because guess what? The plane leveled out last night. Oh, my God. But tonight, we're coming in for landing. We're coming in for landing. Oh, praise our God. And we're coming in for landing. And I'm telling you, God is going to move Amen. It started off, I say, really Sunday morning with Prophetess Gathers. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The call. You got to answer the call. He's calling you. You got to answer the call. Praise our God. Then Monday with Evangelist Michelle. I'm telling you, it was in-house. God's been using them so greatly. It was good. Her, praise our God. Truth within the inward part. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Then Evangelist Victoria on Tuesday night. Praise our God. Joy, make a joyful noise. We got to make it be joyful about serving God and having a forgiving heart. Praise our God. I'm telling you. Then I tell you, the plane was getting, we was getting our instructions. And I'm telling you, you know, when you get on the plane, you got to go through all the, with the power of them, you got to meet them, send them, you got to sit there and hear the attendant and what they're giving out instructions. Oh, praise our God. Before you get ready to take off, praise God. So then on Wednesday night, Evangelist Patty Harvey, praise our God. You got to be fully strong and persuaded, hallelujah, to hold on to endurance power. You got to have that power. Praise our God. And I'm telling you, then on last night, Evangelist Catherine, oh my God, came with a word. Come on, somebody. From you must be. You got to be. There's no other way around it. No other way around it. You can't come no other way. You must be born again. You must be born again. Oh, you had to be there. Oh, you had to go back and look at the video, amen, from all this week and see how God blessed us. And tonight, the plane is coming down. We're coming down for landing. Praise our God. We was leveled out now, but we coming down for landing. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Tonight, all roads, all sidewalks, all curves lead to 1219 South Street. Right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. You don't want to miss the night. Prophetess Retha is going to bring this plane in. She's going to land it. Praise our God. And I'm telling you, we got to get back up. We got to go. You know, because when you're traveling by air, praise our God, sometimes you get a straight through flight. Then sometimes you get a layover. You have to come down out the air. We're coming down on land and praise our God. And we're getting right back up. Praise our God. Amen. We're looking for God to do something tonight again in this revival. Thank God for all of you that has been out there every night. Thank God for you that has been out there every night. Looking forward to seeing you. See you. Praise our God in the services, some of our services. And again, we want to send out our condolences to the Callie family, Miss Bernice Callie. You know, she was a school teacher in the school system for a while. We want to send out our condolences to her family, Mike and his mother and sisters. Then we want to send out our condolences to these families. Praise our God. Listen, don't put off. You still got time to get your ticket for the Night of Royalty. The Night of Royalty is next Saturday, the 21st. You don't want to miss this 777, the Cedar Country Club. Amen. Right there in Titusville, Florida. It's a Night of Royalty. Oh, it's going to be phenomenal. We got people coming in from everywhere. Alabama's going to be in the house. Oh, my God. Fort Lauderdale is going to be in the house. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Get your tickets. You got time now to get your tickets. Stop by the church. Say, I want to get a ticket. See myself, Evangelist Patty Harvey, or Evangelist Michelle, or different ones out there. Coco, Merritt Island. Come on. Come get your tickets. Amen. Praise our God for the Night of Royalty. You don't want to miss it. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Melbourne, you can see Sister Dewana. Come on for your tickets. You don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. We are looking forward to seeing you. And 6 o'clock, starts at 6 o'clock, Royalty, the Night of Royalty. Our colors is green. It's the color of the Sprite can. Green, white, and silver. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be something. Praise our God. You say, Apostle, what is the tickets? Only 65. only $65. They'll go up at the door, but get your ticket now. Oh, my God. It's going to be phenomenal. You don't want to miss it. A great speaker is coming in to speak to us. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to seeing you in the services. Amen. Now, I want to continue on the lines of Monday when we were talking about the Sugar Mite woman, and she was talking about it as well. She was talking about it as well. Praise our God. And you got to continue to say this no matter what it looks like when you're going through some circumstances and situations when the enemy is coming in and he's trying to throw everything at you. Praise our God. You got to keep the word before you as this Sugar Mite woman did, as we were saying on Monday. I told y'all we were coming back and we was going to finish this on Friday. Now, remember, perceived that he was a man of God, and they built a chamber. Praise God. They put a lamp, they put a chair, they put a table bed in there. Praise our God. And remember, he spoke to her and said, you know, you've been careful for us, so what could I do for you? And seeing that she had no child, praise our God. And he told her, according to the season of that time right there, next year, that she would embrace a son. Praise God. I'm hurrying along here. That she would embrace a son. Praise God. And she did bring forth a son. And then it was said when the child grew up, he was out in the field gleaning with his father. And he went to his father and cried, "My head, my head." Praise God. And his father said, "Take him home to his mother." Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Bible said he sat on her knee to noon and died. Come on, what are you going to do when it looks like what God has said is fading away, has gone away? But what she did was she took him off her knee and she went and laid him on the man of God's bed. Praise God, our God. Then she told her husband that she had to go. And he said, well, why go see? Why go? It's neither new moon or Sabbath moon. Why go and bother the man of God like that? So, but she said, told him, say, do what? Get me an ass and a young man. Come on. Directions. Get me and a young man. Praise our God. And she told the young man, she said, salute no one unless I bid thee. See, when you're in a crisis, in a situation in your life, you got to continue to speak this word. You got to continue to let the enemy know, you don't have me. You don't have me. I am an overcomer by the word of my testimony and through the blood of the Lamb. God bless you, Minister Mitchell. I am an overcomer. It is well. This woman says this. Praise our God. Hallelujah. She said that I may run and go see the man of God. Hallelujah. The prophet, that I may go run and see the man of God. First of all, she said it shall be well. It shall be well. She never looked at the circumstance. She never looked at the situation. She said, it shall be well. After all that she had faced, after all that she had went through, she said, it shall be well. See, this is what you got to say today. The enemy wants you to alter your testimony. The enemy wants you to alter what God is doing. Praise God. But you got to come back with a word like this woman did. She said, it shall be well. Come on. Praise our God. Then we went on down. I told you I was coming back. So this is where we stopped off. And he said, run and pray. He said, run, I pray thee, and meet her, and say unto her, is it well? Is it well? So this is what I'm saying to you all today, this morning. Is it well? He said, is it well with thee? Is it well with thee? She could have went into a long, drawn-out story, but she didn't. Come on. She could have went and said, well, listen, you promised me, you said this, I did this and I did that. I made sure you had, hallelujah. But she didn't. Her response was, it is, oh my God. See, it turned from up there in the 23rd verse where she said, it shall be well. It turned into, it is well. This is what you got to say. It is well. She said, it is well. He said, he asked the question, is it well with thy husband? Come on. We got three wells here. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Come on. And she said, it is well. Come on, you got to say this no matter what is going on. People say, well, you're looking at the circumstances and you're looking at the situation and you're lying and you're saying it is well and it ain't well. No, they don't see it through the eyes of God. They don't see it through the word of God like you see it as a believer. Come on, we want to teach this so you can understand this. You're not denying that the situation is not there, but you're saying what the word says. It is well. He said, is it well with thee? Is it well with thine husband? Come on. Is it well with the child? With the child. The child was dead. The child was dead. The child died. Come on. The child died on her knee. This is what the Bible said. He said he sat on her knee until noon. Come on. He sat on her knee to noon, and she took the child and put the child in on the man of God's bed. You got to put this situation that you're in God's hands. Praise our God. Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she responded again, it is well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And she said, and when she came to the man of God, to the top of the hill, to the top of the hill, she grabs him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. Come on. And the man of God said, let her alone. Oh my God, let her alone, for her heart is vexed within her. Come on. And the Lord has hid it from me and had not told me. See, when God has a plan, God has a plan. The prophet didn't know it. He didn't know it, but God had a plan. God was going to show himself. When your promise, when your situation that God has spoken unto you, when the enemy steps in and try to tell you that it's not going to work, that it can't work, that you're not going to have it, the enemy will always try, but you got to hold fast. And it says right here, then she said, did I not say, son of man, lie not of God? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Come on, do not deceive me. That means she was saying, I didn't ask for this. I told you, do not deceive me, because I didn't believe, I didn't want that. But you said, according to the season of that time of life, that I was going to embrace a son. Hallelujah. But you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me that when my child grow up and get of a size and he's going to be in the field, you didn't tell me that he was going to sit on my knee and then at noon he was going to expire. You didn't tell me that. Come on. Hallelujah. So in other words, she didn't go down, but she stood on what she believed according to what the prophet said, according to what he said. And it says, that way that thou met him. And the man said, come on, let him not. And if any said thee, ask thee. Okay, I skipped that. She salute him not. Salute him not. Come on. Because she said, salute him not. Again, and she laid him upon the man of God. And he laid upon the face of the child. He laid upon the face of the child. And I'm telling you, when he laid upon the face of the child, he began to do what you call mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He began to breathe. He began to speak life into it, into the child. And the Bible said, and the mother of the child said, as long as the Lord God liveth, come on, as thy soul liveth, I will what? Not leave thee. And he rose and followed her. She got his attention. She got his attention. Why? She didn't change her confession. She didn't change what she believed in. She said it was well. Come on. Hallelujah. And he rose up to go see the child. And when Gehazi passed before them and laid the staff up on the face of the child. But here we go. There was nothing voice nor heard before him, went again and met him and told him, saying, the child is wax, is now wax cold. He's gone. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, listen, and he rose. Sometimes you got to send for the man of God. You got to send for the man of God. You got to send for the prophet of God. When this is out of your hands, when you got to believe and you still believe it, you got to send for the man of God. And it says again, I went into the house. Behold, the child was on the bed, laying upon the bed. Praise God. And it said, and he went hither, and he went in before and shut the door upon them, upon their twain, and prayed unto the Lord. See, when you can't do nothing else, you got to pray unto the Lord and believe what the word of God says. And he went up and laid upon the child and put his mouth upon the child, put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes. And he, what it said, and this, how hands upon his hands. Hallelujah. And he, come on, himself upon the child. And the flesh of the child waxed warm. Come on. And the flesh of the child waxed warm. The child came back to life. Why? Because there was power. There was authority in his words, in his bones. There was power. There was authority in him. Come on. This word gives you the authority. This word gives you the right, come on, to begin to say what the word say within you. It is well. The power that's in you through the word. There's life in the word. There's freedom in the word. Come on, you got to begin to decree and declare what the word say over your circumstances, over your situations. Praise our God. I like what he said. He did all of this. He put his mouth upon the child's mouth. He put his eyes upon the child's eyes. He put his hands upon the child's hands. And the Bible said the child began to wax. Well, life began to come back to you when you apply the word, when you apply a Bible principles to your situation, when you begin to not look at your situation the way the enemy wants you to look at it. You got to begin to do what this woman did, calling those things which be not as though they were through the word of God. Hallelujah. The enemy tries to trap you up. The enemy try to make you think that God don't hear you. The enemy try to make you feel that you're not coming out, or your loved ones are not going to be healed. They're not going to be saved. They're not going to be delivered. But the word of God says it. You can ask anything in my name and waver not. Come on, don't be like the sea. But when you ask in my name, believe that you receive what you say. Believe that his word is his bond towards you. Praise our God. You can say, it is well. It shall be well. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to give up, because I'm standing on the word of God. He's going to save your daughter. He's going to bring your son out. He's going to deliver him. He's going to save him. He's going to save your loved ones according to what the word of God says. You got to confess this word. You got to walk this word. You got to talk this word and be instant in season and out of season. It looked like it was out of season for this woman, but she spoke and she stood on the word of God. What was prophesied to her, what was told to her by the prophet, praise our God. See, the enemy wants you to look at the situation, but we refuse to look at it like he wants us to look at it. We begin to call it in. We begin to say, it shall be well. We begin to say, it is well. We begin to say, no weapon that form against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me is already condemned. Why? Because the word of God gives you the right, the authority as believers to say and to decree and to declare what the word say. I want to wake somebody up this morning. I want to wake you up this morning in your spirit. Hallelujah. It is well. It is well. No matter what it is, it is well. The enemy trying to attack your body, it is well. He's a healer. The enemy's trying to attack your finances. It is well. Hallelujah. He's a way maker. It is well. Come on. Hallelujah. He's trying to sabotage what God has done and what God is doing. But you will respond and let the enemy know, if God be for me, who can be against me? It is well. In his situation, you say, Apostle, I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast. And I don't know him in the pardon of my sins. I don't know if it's well or not. But I come by to tell you, the word of God says, according to the word of God, Romans, he said, if thou believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So if you believe this in your heart and confess with your mouth, come on, according to the word of God, he said, thou shalt be saved. I'm telling you, it is well. It is well. If you believe that and you confess that, come on, and you accept him as your personal savior, it is well. It is well with you today. It is well with you today, my brother. It is well today with you, my sister. It is well today, preacher. It is well today. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss this service on tonight. Again, my time is getting close here. You don't want to miss this service on tonight, because I know God is going to do something great. And God's going to do something great and mightily. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. It is well with you. Hold fast. Hold fast. Hold fast. Be like this woman. Be like this woman. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing stop you. Come on. She didn't let nothing stop her. She told that young man, she said, salute no one unless I bid thee. Salute no one. Don't you say nothing to no one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to take God at his word. Got to bring it in, because my time is coming gone. You got to trust God. You got to trust him when you can't trace him. You got to continue to hold on and speak faith-filled words that dominate, that rules. I got 1 minute left. Listen, in that 1 minute left, tonight, meet us at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, for the final touch. We finna land. And I want you to know, it is well. God bless you. Until Monday morning, same station, same time, WWBC. 1510 on your AM dial. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.